Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Tom Anastasi is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, author of The Successful Entrepreneur, and the film. He and his wife produced an amazing film from her screenplay, her book and her screenplay, Spin the Plate, spintheplate.com, TomAnastasi.com, also his website. Tom, thanks again for being here. Tom's helping us with learn how to pay our people, understanding how to establish how to pay our people. The payroll is oftentimes the biggest chunk of a budget, of an operating budget, in many cases, very many cases. And you know, depending on what your company is, if you've got a construction company, you could have managers, executives, workers. You could have commission people. You could have all kinds of different methodologies of paying people. And how do you establish those, Tom? You've got some ideas on where to help people go to get some help on how to establish what a going rate is.
Yeah, so what big companies do when they get their salaries, what they'll do is they'll actually do salary surveys. And so they'll go out and see what a whole bunch of different places are paying. And that's really expensive, but you can actually do it for free. So what you do is, there's the Bureau of Labor Statistics has got a whole bunch of data that's a little bit hard to use, but it's not horrible. But two really good yardstick ways, salary.com, glassdoor.com, pretty much thousands of job descriptions and by zip code. And so, for instance,
you need to keep up with the locale, with the geography on that, because what people pay in New York City is not the same as what they pay in Sheboygan.
Right. So, for instance, I did, for instance, bookkeeper. So I checked out just south of Boston where we live, bookkeepers make between $40,000 and $50,000. In Des Moines, it was $35,000 to $45,000.
Exactly.
And in Los Angeles, it was $42,000 to $53,000, and maybe $47,000, so a little bit more.
And in Dimebox, Texas, is probably $25,000.
Yeah, because the cost of living is much less, and so that's going to give you a good starting point, and then you can adjust for that, and then just keep looking at that every year. Think, hey, are we right? Are we competitive? That's all you need to be. Again, as you mentioned last segment, you don't need to pay every last dollar because people are more than willing for a small business to accept quality of life. Things like
there is a contemporary issue though that we all have to deal with, and that's the shortage of people to work, and that's putting pressure, upward pressure on salaries right now. And that's the thing, dropping out of what do we pay people we're hiring into what do we pay people who are still with us, our key people. Tom, this is one of the things that I've been talking a lot about in the last year is, how do we make sure that we're paying our key people enough so that they're not susceptible to being poached?
Right, and that's kind of the downside to low unemployment rate. Which obviously is a good thing, but there's some unintended consequences to that. And so, especially in some parts of the country, I know up in Maine, that there's a massive shortage of workers, and the state of Maine is doing things like they're helping people pay their student loans if they go up to work there for a certain amount of time and things like that. So there's a lot of things to consider. But you really want to, if you get the best people because they're going to be representing your dream, you can pay them. Now, if you really get good, you can sit there and you can pay them in stock. And so an attorney can set this up for you, and you can give them, for instance, profit sharing and things like that. And so that is something that they're never going to get at a big company.
Yeah, especially if you want to do a 401k to help them with their retirement.
Yes.
People who are going to be with you for a while, do a 401k. You can discriminate to make sure that, the people who participate are the ones who are going to be with you. Not you can't, you know, they can't get on the first 6 months or whatever. You can make those adjustments, and that's a way of, even though your benefits might not be as big as the big companies are, at least you can say you got them, and you know, at least they can't say, well, you offering me nothing. That's the way the government is actually helping small businesses.
Yeah, in a big way, and that is not something that's going to cost a lot to set up, and that's going to be a huge benefit to all the employees.
And the owner can benefit significantly from having those.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Tax deductible, okay. All that stuff. Tom, last thoughts. We got about 30 seconds.
So remember that people really like to work for small businesses. And things like flexible schedules, understanding, giving additional vacation time, and just making it a wonderful place to work is enough to keep people there. And we spend more awake time with the people we work with than anybody else in our life.
That's right.
So make that best part of the biggest part of the day as wonderful as possible, and you're going to have happy employees.
And don't forget the fun factor, Tom. It's more fun working for a small business.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't forget what that's worth, right? Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. TomAnastasi.com, right?
Yes.
So check that out. SpinThePlate.com, that's the film website. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
All right.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.